Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. We're going to do some lightning rounds. So, John, get ready to do some lightning rounds with your articles. And we're going to start over here with Ron.
Okay, this is near and dear to me. The pollinator collapse. U.S. beekeepers lost an estimated 48% of their honeybee colonies last year. I actually had two of them, and come springtime, they were both dead, which is really, really odd. But the you can't overemphasize the importance what the honeybees do, not only for honey production, but pollination. I still think something is going awry. This is just another tool that they're using to basically get us off natural food and on the factory food, if you will, the factory meats and all that. And it also inhibits our ability to be self-sufficient. But this is a real problem. We're basically losing 50% of the hives every year.
Well, there's something else happening. There's certain flowers that are dying off, too. You know, we have a whole lot of flowers, and there's certain strains, and I'm absolutely convinced it's got to do with chemtrails, what they're spraying out there. And I keep saying this, no matter where I park my car, I get these little light beads of, like, oily on the windshield, okay? And so, again, I don't know what's causing that. I know that a number of the ladies, they're really upset with, because it's just certain strains of flowers that others are doing well.
Yeah.
That are dying off. And so, and yeah, you're right. I haven't seen nothing like, with all the flowers we have at home in our courtyard, she's got all those flowers along. Usually there's bees all over the place.
Yeah, you don't see them.
You have, yeah, and you have all those morning glories, or Rose of Sharon. Usually you can see no bees.
Yeah.
No bees. And
yeah, we've got them right next to the garden, so I got, you know, two new hives, but hopefully,
yeah,
you know, they
I walked through the fields of clover down there today, and I saw a couple bees, just a couple. So,
yeah, time was you wouldn't walk barefooted because you'd get stung for certain. There'd be so many bees out there.
Well, yeah, there would be so many bees. John, do you have a lightning round article?
I sure do, Pastor Ernie, and this one's titled "Largest Teachers Union in U.S. Blasted for Promoting Pornographic Kids Book."
Gender Queer.
Yeah.
And White Fragility.
Yeah. The article says, let me just read a little bit here of a quote from it. The country's largest teachers union. Now, Pastor Ernie, why do we have to have a government teachers union?
We don't, and the NEA is an indoctrination. They're not actually a teacher's union. They're what they are. They're communist. They are communist to the bone, very, very bone. And teachers should get out of there as quickly as they can.
Right, right. But there's no need to have a teacher's union. None.
No.
I don't think government personnel should have a union. You've got all sorts of laws. You've got civil service regulations and protection. You don't need a union. So these things should end. We should get them out. But here's what the article says. The country's largest teacher union is facing backlash after adding to its summer reading list a children's book depicting homosexual sex and discussing sexual things. The NEA, the National Education Association, the largest teacher union in the country, added genderqueer, which features explicit drawings of homosexual acts, to its summer reading list for educators. Now, Pastor Ernie, this is for children in schools. They want to turn them into reprobates at a very young age. They want to put these images of pornography in their minds at 10, 11, 12, maybe even younger now. I'm sure it's younger. So that's what this organization is doing throughout the country, trying to get these books into the libraries and get them into the hands of innocent children to corrupt them, Pastor.
The NEA is a pedophile union. The NEA is a pedophile union. That's what they are. And so,
and I posted this on my blog, and after posting, in fact, I called it up here so I could discuss it with you and the listeners. I have to put a warning on my post that the article contains explicit homosexual pornography in there, Pastor Ernie. I didn't do that, but some person could be shocked, you know, if they take my article and open it. I mean, and then you go to scan down through it. There is raw homosexual pornography, which is coming out of the books they're showing kids.
Well, yeah, well, you've seen time and time again across the country now that where the parents have started to waken up, you know, and one of the things that President Trump did is he showed them the Republican Party. She showed them that you can fight back. You can win if you fight. You know, I wish there was a way we could get the rhinos out of the Republican Party, send them over to the Democrats. That's where they, what they are anyhow. But he showed them you can win. Now, parents are starting to waken up. When parents are starting to see and they're finding out what they're teaching their children in the public school system, you've seen them time and time going to meetings, school board meetings, and the parents have pulled out the book right out of the school library, what they're giving to the kids, and they go to read from it. But the school board said, we can't use that kind of language here. In other words, they're saying, look, the filth that we pedophiles here at this school board, the filth that we pedophiles here at your local school board, that we want to dump on your children. We can't have that filth here, but we want to dump that on your children, and you're stupid enough to let us do it. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Remember, the PTA used to kind of keep everything. You would inform the parents would actually go to the school boards and actually tell them what they need to get done, and now it's actually just the opposite. And if parents raise their voice now, they actually get ostracized, or their kids do.
Well, Mr. Garland, the most corrupt. Now, this is saying something, because you had Jim Comey, okay? You had, from the FBI, but you had Eric Holder.
Yeah.
And some of these people you had there, Bill Barr. But I'm saying the most corrupt attorney general in the history of this country, Merrick Garland got with Chris Wray and said, you send your thugs over there to try to harass and intimidate these parents. We're good.
Yeah.
Anyone who is going to try to stop us from dumping our filth upon those children, go over there and harass those children.
And they're calling them terrorists.
Right. And so now Merrick Garland and Chris Wray, they have to get up there when they're, and go under oath and lie to the Congress under oath. And they're ducking and weaving.
Yeah, they're going to lie, Pastor Ernie, because who's going to prosecute them?
Well, sooner or later, something's going to... Okay, well, let me ask you this. What does the Congress do?
So what they do is when someone lies under oath, they put a package together of the lies, and they send it to the... Attorney General for Washington D.C., the District of Columbia, and he's supposed to prosecute it.
Well, why? Let me ask you this: Why does Merrick Garland and Chris Ray allow themselves? Because I've watched Josh Hawley. I've watched from Ohio here.
Jim Jordan.
I've watched him just beat these guys up, catch them in their line. Why don't they just say, "We're not going to go there. We're not, you know, we're not going to Congress. You're not. We're not going to allow you. We're going to do whatever we want. We're not going to submit ourselves to the congressional hearings." Why don't they just do that?
Contempt of Congress. But it's meaningless anymore. But time was that the contempt of Congress.
Right. Pastor Ernie, how many times has Fauci lied before Senate hearings?
Every time he opens his mouth.
I mean, he lies about lying about lying. You know? So
it's kind of
there's no teeth to the penalty for lying.
So Congress doesn't have the ability, to call these people. Congress then doesn't have the ability to impeach Merrick Garland. Congress doesn't have the ability to impeach.
The House of Representatives can impeach him. An impeachment is like an indictment. So they can do it. The Republicans can do it because they're in the majority. All you need is a majority vote. But then it's going to go to the Senate, and the Senate isn't going to have to, you have to have two-thirds of the votes of the Senate. And the Democrats are never, ever, ever going to go for impeaching Ray or Garland or Biden.
Okay, an election year when all of the corruption you see as hard as NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and all of these, as hard as they try to silence us, we're still getting out. Right now, there's literally millions of people listening to this radio program tonight, right now. And so we're still getting a voice up, and we're just one of many now conservative programs that are out. There's, and every day, another one is coming out. And so the word is getting out, and these politicians know if the people wake up, and they're going to know that if I vote against that, if I vote against the impeachment or the removal, people will remember in November. And so, so do you think, or would you say, well, yeah, the American people are pretty stupid. They're really stupid, and they won't remember in November. What do you think?
I think they think that we're stupid, number one. That's been the case for many years, but the other problem is they control the voting machines now. So even if the people are up in arms and overwhelmingly vote to vote them out, they're not going to get voted out. That's the danger that we're in
so
now.
So there's no hope. We're totally hopeless.
It kind of goes back to what we were talking about, Psalm 73, where he felt hopeless. How come all the bad people are being rewarded? It's an epiphany he had halfway through. I think we're going to have to rely on divine intervention.
So you think that when God gave us 2 Chronicles 7:14, he didn't really mean it? Or
it was
good to put in the Bible, but it has no power.
Ernie, the foundation is spiritual. The politics reflects the spiritual condition of the nation. So if there's a move of the Lord, that move of the Lord will go right into politics and things will get done. So we need prayer. We need an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's how we defeat that organized corruption in there.
Let's go to Charles Finney. Finney, the great evangelist and president of Oberlin College, saw this coming. In 1873, he prophetically stated in the last paragraph of a sermon titled The Decay of Conscience, "If there is a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the public press lacks moral discernment, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. If the world loses its interest in Christianity, the pulpit is responsible for it. If Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. And if our politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it." Now, so these people that are professing Christians, you say, "I'm professing Christian, but I attend a mega country club." and we feel good. I can go to this country club, and we have a popular pastor. He's got a lot of, we have a lot of people. We have a coffee shop, a library, a restaurant there, a country club. And the wealthiest people in the area come here. And you don't have to worry about being called upon to do anything. You can, there's so many, you can just kind of hide in there in all the crowd and not worry about getting called upon. And I don't have to do that, be a doer of the word. I don't have to do that, okay? So then, are those people going to be in for a rude awakening? Because the Bible says, be you a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving your own self. So if you were in one of those country clubs, or if you're an apostate church that literally embraces Satanism, wouldn't it be smart for you to find an actual Bible-believing fundamentalist church? Now, what does the Bible say? How would you know if you're in the church, one, if you're in a Bible-believing church and God has raised up that pastor, would that pastor be as bold as a lion?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Absolutely.
So then, would that pastor be absolute, faithful, and uncompromising when it comes to the Word of God?
Yes.
Okay, and that pastor would be an activist, right?
Yep. Okay.
So folks out there, that's what we just said is reality. And so that's right. Just like what Charles Finney, he had their number. I pastor an activist church. There are more. UBF churches are mostly all activist churches. And we are, because here's what the Bible teaches. Listen to this. A lot of people don't know this. The Bible says the earth and the fullness thereof belong to God. And it says that we are heirs with Christ. In other words, this world belongs to God, and what belongs to God belongs to us too. And John, if you will not stand and fight and defend freedom, do you deserve any of it, even a minute of it?
Well, right, Pastor Ernie. I mean, it stops with us. Every one of us is responsible to stand against evil. And do the people understand? I think, well, more and more do understand the evil that is before us. It's hard to... I'm a little tongue-tied here, but it was when we go back to the Germany and the Nazis and the Jews. The Jews, even though they were seeing it, they didn't believe it, what Hitler was saying and doing, and they thought, well, he doesn't really mean it; it'll pass by. And he acted on exactly what he was saying. So we have evil right in front of us. They hate us, Pastor Ernie. We mentioned tonight how they're calling mothers who are concerned about their kids in school, they're calling them terrorists, and they put the FBI on them. I mean, how far have we fallen, Pastor Ernie, as a nation?
Well, not only that, but let me tell you what's happening in that very dirty, very, very, very dirty, very dirty city of San Francisco.
Oh,
Bat Welding Youth Club. Mothers outside. In other words, you've got these high school kids, and they're going out, and women that are coming out here, San Francisco voters who voted for the city's lawless crime policies thought they would be sheltered from the fallout. According to a new report, they're getting a horrible dose of reality. Local politicians are refusing to engage with reality and humiliating themselves in the process. Fox News reported Wednesday, families in the affluent Noah Valley neighborhood have been victimized by gangs of kids in series of phone robberies this past week. One minor was arrested the past week. These robberies are the least of the neighborhood's worries. However, authorities also say these same youths have been clubbing mothers with baseball bats while they are picking up their kids from the neighborhood schools. And it shows pictures of them here. And so they're saying, hey, you know what? We're in San Francisco. We've got one of George Soros' whores as a prosecutor. And if George Soros put one of his bought and paid for whores in there, we can do about whatever we want, because they reward evil and they punish good.
Well, what they're doing in San Francisco is what Biden and Garland and the FBI want to do, to bring the whole nation into. And they're doing it by open borders. I mean, the open borders, Pastor Ernie, is every week it's getting worse and worse, and it's saturating cities with it. They're going to be saturating every town in America, if this continues, is going to be saturated with illegal aliens, and it's going to, crime is going to increase, taxes are going to increase. You'll be afraid to go anywhere. That's their goal, Pastor Ernie, is to turn the United States into San Francisco.
Well, if people won't stand and fight, they deserve it. Now, listen.
That's why I'm saying the people have to recognize that this evil is evil, that it's manifested. It's not just politics. This is evil. They have an evil agenda. They want to destroy America. They hate us. They hate Christianity. They hate our history. They hate everything about us, and they're moving on it. And it's every listener's responsibility to stand against this, Pastor Ernie.
Absolutely. Do you know who Dr. Gall Luft is?
No, never heard of him.
Okay, missing Biden corruption whistleblower. We have a clip to play, but because of time, I think I'm just going to read this article, open the phone lines, and take some calls. Missing Biden corruption whistleblower Dr. Gall Luft resurfaces, releases 14-minute video.
I know who he is, Pastor Ernie. I'm sorry to interrupt. Yes, I know who he is.
So he's been hiding. He's hiding for his life. Let's just tell the people about, okay, Luft was an advisor to the Communist Party Chinese Energy, a business conglomerate with extremely close ties to the Chinese Communist Party. He served alongside Hunter Biden. The CEFC Energy paid Hunter approximately $5 million in 2017 just alone to secure energy deals with his dad, United States, according to the Washington Free Beacon. Gal said he was arrested in Cyprus to stop him from testifying to the House Oversight Committee. Luft has evidence that the Biden crime family received many payments from individuals with ties to Chinese military intelligence, and they had FBI mole who shared classified information with their benefactors from the Chinese-controlled energy company, the CEFC. Dr. Luft also released incriminating evidence against the lawless FBI and the lawless DOJ and their illegal acts to defend Joe Biden. Now, let me ask you this, and I want to keep saying this because, folks, ask yourself, why would Merrick Garland, why would Chris Ray, why would Jim Comey, why would these people risk going to jail to defend Joe Biden, to protect Joe Biden and Hunter Biden?
Because that risk is like 1%.
Okay, well, you think so?
Absolutely.
I agree with them, Pastor Ernie. They're all part of the deep state, the New World Order.
Okay, it's got nothing to do, though. It's got nothing to do with money, you see. So Biden didn't give Afghanistan $85 billion, or he just gave $85 billion worth of equipment. There was no money coming back, being brought back to the Biden, streaming back bribes and payoff coming from the Taliban. I mean, the Biden family would never do such a thing as to have that money coming back. And then when you have that amount of money, they would never, ever embarrass people like Comey or embarrass people like Garland or Chris Ray with some hush money. They would not do that. They're not that kind of people.
No.
Remember, if that was the case, why, you'd see it on NBC and ABC and CBS.
And then they would go to jail.
Okay, so there's absolutely
NBC,
no chance
CBS
that at all.
Pastor Ernie, NBC, CBS, and all of them got $1 billion from the federal government to keep silent about the 2020 election and about the COVID-19 death shots. They were paid off, including Fox News.
Yeah, I know. Fox News, their ratings have dropped down to the...
Yeah, Newsmax actually surpassed them.
Yeah, because of what they've done.
Rachel Maddow surpassed them.
Well, that's when you know you're really in trouble.
So Merrick Garland, Chris Ray... You people, all you have to do is just tell Jim Jordan, tell Congress, you're not going to come, you're not going to go, that they have absolutely no power to subpoena you, and that you are not going to be coming anymore. I know Chris Ray was scheduled to go next week, So you just tell Congress to go pound salt because they've got no power, no authority to bring you in. And don't worry, because the Democrats in the Senate know that the more corrupt they are, the better chances they have, because the American people are so stupid that they don't have the decency to vote wicked people like you out of office.
And demand justice.
Right. Okay.
This is similar to what you're saying. This is House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer tells Janet Yellen to turn over all suspicious activity reports regarding the Bidens and Burisma. And it's ironic because the next line is, if Yellen doesn't comply, Republicans should hold a press conference and ask why the administration is refusing to be transparent.
That's just totally useless. All she has to do is tell the Republicans, so you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
In fact, we don't have any, and in fact, I don't know why they don't just tell the Supreme Court. I don't know why Merrick Garland doesn't send the FBI over to arrest the Supreme Court.
That'll probably be next.
Okay, they should do that. That way they wouldn't have to worry about getting cases there, right? And so there you go. Let's do this. Let's open the phone lines and take some calls. And out there, the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. Now, do you think people listening understand the sarcasm, or do you think they actually... We'll find out. 888-677-9673, nationwide. If you have a question, if it's like a really hard question, ask McTernan. But in other words, you can ask Ron or I. Okay.
I'll take the easy
Ernie, you told me you were a know-it-all.
I am, but I want to keep some of that to myself.
You're the guy that invented AI.
Okay. Here we go. Here's another know-it-all with me, Coach Dwayne. Hey, Coach.
God bless you, Pastor Sanders. God bless you, John McTernan. God bless you, Ron. What a wonderful show tonight. You guys are laying it out there, my friend.
Thank you, Coach. God bless you.
Yeah,
well,
thanks.
A couple of weeks ago, I got to preach at People's Baptist Church, and I let them have it hot in hell. I didn't back down. These pedophiles been getting away in America. Pastor Sanders, you and John McTernan and them, and Joe Larson and Hal Larson, you've been talking about it for years. I do it on my TV show. I let them have it that America is getting anywhere from 85,000 to 200,000 children being stolen a year for sex slavery, and our government turns its back. We've opened the doors to legalizing recreational drugs. We have pornography in our schools. Homosexual, queers, genders, that's being rammed down our throats. Gentlemen, if we turn our Bibles into King James to Deuteronomy chapter 28, and if every pastor were to preach for a couple of weeks on Deuteronomy chapter 28, what do you think the congregation would learn?
I think they'd learn what they need to learn, huh?
Yeah, America's under the curses of it.
Yep, absolutely. And it even tells you that He will bring plagues upon us that we haven't seen before.
Look at the inner cities, Baltimore, Chicago, East Cleveland. Pick a major city across America. Drug infested, homelessness, just violence, drugs worldwide, homosexual leaders across the country. I just got a report that Joe Biden has turned around to Uganda and that, and any nation that refuses homosexuality, he wants to make sure no food comes into that country. What do you guys think about that?
Well, he sent camel hair over there to and they offered them like, I don't know, $75-80 million to start promoting LGBTQ, the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers. And the president of Uganda told her to take her filth and leave, that they didn't want it. And several other leaders in Africa told them the same thing. You keep your sodomy in America. We don't want it here.
Yeah, there's a lot of rejection of Western civilization now.
Yeah.
Values.
Yeah, from us.
Yep.
Here. Okay.
Absolutely.
When you're talking about values.
I'll make another comment, and then I'll get off so somebody else can chime in. But I love righteous preaching. I don't like Christian candy. I don't like prosperity. I don't like rules and regulations. I like it right between the eyes. America, you better wake up. Pastors, if you call yourself pastors, mom, dad, you better tell your children what's the sin. There's a judgment. There's a hell. And there's also the heaven. And there's forgiveness for everything you've done. But I mean to tell you, unless we stand up and fight now, Now, you will not have a country left come election time. Hey, I love you guys. Look up, because Jesus is coming back. God bless.
God bless, Coach.
God bless you.
He mentioned,
yeah, that was a great call.
He mentioned Pastor Hal. Today is Pastor Hal's birthday. Okay, so here, do you have Pastor Hal on the line? Okay. No, that's okay. Bring him up.
I'm right here.
Okay. Well, I just want you guys to know, Hal wanted me to get him a cake for his birthday, so we got him a cake, a huge cake. I mean, a great big cake. And you know what? He ate it all by himself. He didn't give anybody any. So we don't care. We're going to sing happy birthday to him. We promised. Ready? You ready, McTurnan? It's happy birthday.
I'm ready.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Pastor Hal. Happy birthday to you. All right, we'll be back right after this.
Thank you. Yeah. 75.
He made the ground, the mountains high and the earth round.
And I saw God become a man and hung upon a cross by love.
The Ancient of Days came to teach us his ways.
Give him all your love, give him all your praise.
Hanging on a cross there, he took my place because of love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Like me, don't question or doubt.
Strengthen their faith day in and day out.
Sins all forgiven, all blotted out. The man called love. Then I see how I've been blessed.
Got a home in heaven, the very best.
Then I know by God this world was blessed. The man called love.
Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love. Can't see him with your eyes, touch him with your hands. The Son of God became a man, strong enough to change the heart of any man. This man called love. He will lift you up, he won't let you down. Take your broken life, turn it all around. Ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.
Protect Ohio's babies and our Constitution by voting yes on August 8th. I'm Janet Porter, and I work to pass Ohio's ban on partial birth abortion, parental consent, and our heartbeat law to keep hearts beating. But if we don't vote yes on August 8th, we could lose them all. That's because of a deadly effort to inject abortion till birth in our state constitution. The threat is real. The polls are open. Your yes vote is urgent. Protect life. Vote yes on issue 1 by August 8th.
All right, thanks, Jan. Jan, a dear friend of mine for many, many years, and God bless her. Yeah, I worked with her on the heartbeat bill and also with the partial birth abortion. All of those years we worked, and Barry Sheets who went home to be with the Lord this past Monday, also was a hard worker. He worked on those, and he was a great lobbyist. And what a week we had. You know, it seems like the Lord has taken the good people out of here before the bad stuff really starts happening. But anyhow, Pastor Hal, we know you just turned, what, 95?
75.
I thought it was 55.
I just want to make a quick comment, and I'll get off the air. The lady that owns asked me to let you and the listening audience know that Ohio Right to Life is going to be meeting at July the 12th between 6 and 8 p.m., and they're going to be discussing why people should vote yes on article on the 8th on that article. And they'd just like to get as many people there as possible to educate them and get them out there knowing what to do to promote voting yes and everything. So that's between 6 and 8 p.m. on July the 12th at Top Notch Restaurant in Cortland, Ohio.
Okay. They're also going to be meeting at my cousin's church out in Chardon at the same time around that area. And we'll be promoting that. So get that announcement, okay. And let's keep making that. Okay. Yeah, it's imperative. We have to win this. We have to win this one. All right. Thanks, Hal. Who do we have next? Let's go out to Minnesota. We got John in Minnesota. Hey, John.
Yeah, you guys give me great encouragement, especially after fighting a pretty tough abortion fight today for life. We might have had one baby rescue.
So praise the Lord.
They brought in a security guy, and he was all getting all rambunctious with us. So there was some yelling going on there, but he's just he's a black fellow. He's a black racist is what he is.
We've run into those, right. Haven't we, John? They come out.
Yes, sir.
But God's word doesn't return void. John, you ought to have seen how Victoria and I put those guys on the run, how quick they take off when you start get in their face with the word of God.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, that's what happened today. So what I called about, though, was you probably heard about this Tucker Carlson thing where he revealed that he's going to have a show on this. He revealed that the people in the many of the people in the crowd at January 6th were federal agents.
Oh, yeah, we knew that. We've been talking about that. Sure, absolutely. The Dirty 30 were there.
Yeah, and this guy that he interviewed, is he's going to have him on his show, and he was the police chief of the Capitol. He was in charge of security of all things, and he's the one that's making this revelation that, I mean, it was just filled with people that were federal agents.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. He's retired
that's
now.
Yeah, that's called agent provocateurs.
Yeah,
that's what it's in. Government agents provoking the crimes and everything that they alleged.
Yeah,
it's set up.
If you had been getting our news, do you get our newsletter, John?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because then we had a number of articles on that, but we're going to continue. Well, thanks. Yeah, we'll keep on top of that. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for calling. Who do we have next? Steve from Cleveland out here. Steve, you're in the air.
I hope you guys are great as usual. Just wanted to say, Rush Limbaugh, since he decided to give up his talents on loan from God, which I say it that way because he knew they were on loan. But if people, during the day, the media, they probably won't, but the way he would say things about him from Biden all the years he was talking about, he called him plugs because his hair, you know.
Yeah.
All the other stuff, just whatever. If everybody just went back and listened to Rush, he had one saying, and he used to say, mega dittos. And I came up with something, and I was thinking, and if you would take to this, Pastor, mega, MAGA.
MAGA. All right, very good.
And MAGA, yeah. It's about. God bless you guys.
Thanks, Steve. What do we have next? Let's go out to Michigan. We have Fred. Fred, you're in the air.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, how you doing?
I'm hanging in, fighting back.
Great. You know, the other night, I forgot which night. Might have been Tuesday night. You had a gentleman on, and man, I mean, I listen to Alex Jones. I listen to Greg Hunter on USA Watchdog, Breitbart, but your show blew me away. You had this guy on there, and he was just spilling the beans, like, on everything.
You're probably talking about Mike Gill. We had a whole lot of people that had called in trying to get the
website,
yeah. But get the what it's a podcast. Podcast, okay. Yeah. A lot of people wanting the podcast with that program. See, I had him on before. We've talked about this, and everything we told you about tonight. How all of this? What's who's in the NEA, the mainstream media, the CIA, the FBI, the IRS, all at the top, and we've known this. Disney, okay, Wall Street. They're in charge of this human trafficking, and all of the elite, the top elite. These are the worst child abusers and pedophiles. And so, anyhow, that would be Mike Gill that you're talking about.
Is that G-I-L?
Yeah, G-I-L-L, I think. Two double L's.
Okay, and you said during the show that if you wanted to hear it over again, you could go to your website or his or...
Yeah, well, we can actually just put that up on WRWL.org. Give me a day or so. It'll be on a link will be on the front page. So, yeah, go to WRWL.org, and then we'll just have something that says Mike Gill Podcast, and you click there, and it should load right up for you.
Yeah, because I want to really spread the word. I mean, you know, what they say in the what they used to say, I guess, in the journalism business, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah.
But now with the deep state bleeding, they don't want anything to get out.
No, they don't, but they're bleeding, and we're getting it out. And, you know, Mike is just like Gal Luft, Dr. Luft. They're both hiding out. They're both hiding. But guess what? They got their messages out. We put their message out for them. But so they can't, you know, that's the whole point. The FBI, the CIA, you know, all of these corrupt, they've gone bad, totally bad. And that's why they're so deathly afraid of Trump. Trump gets back into office, he has got a score to even.
Yeah, it'll be a lot different.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, you know, they got the, they're afraid of the unholy trinity. You know who the unholy trinity is?
Go ahead. Tell us who they are.
Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and JFK Jr.
Well, yeah, they would be not the unholy, but the, you know, they were more like the Holy Trinity. Yeah.
Just think how odd that is, that combination.
Yeah, that's working.
You know,
RFK right now has been going after Biden because Biden just come out and said that he is going to keep the promise they were supposed to open up the information on the assassination of JFK and RFK. And they were going to, it was going to be brought up now, but Biden has just come out and said, nope, that they're going to permanently, here, let me read you. President Biden will be maintaining secrecy indefinitely on the JFK assassination related records. And so this is why Robert Kennedy is really going after him right now.
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. Trump had a lot of the records released when he was president.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about Oswald that was released that the media didn't really pick up. Are you aware of that? They found a 1099 from the FBI for Oswald.
Oh, jeez.
He was on the payroll, huh?
Yeah,
he was on the payroll. But
it's amazing.
No, that's a fact. I'm not making this up. I know. And the other one is that he went to a language school for Russian in North Carolina, and it was sponsored by the CIA.
There you go. Well, we know what we have to do. We got to get Trump back in office. All right, thanks for calling there. Right, let's go to, who do we have next? Okay, did you say Ched? Or Jeff? Jeff, you're in the air.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jeff.
Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the people listening to this broadcast right now, they're telling you things that you will not hear on regular radio. You just won't hear it. You should tell all your friends about this show. This is the only show where you're going to hear the truth. Now, Pastor, Christ is coming soon. We know.
Amen.
That. And yep. The Bible says the kind of atmosphere it's going to be, and it describes today. But there's something that the Bible says is going to happen before he comes. And it says the Euphrates River will dry up. And if you look over there right now, it's bone dry.
Yeah, it's true.
All righty. Well, yeah. Jeff, thank you for sharing that with me. That's very important.
He's coming soon. Listen to what these guys are about to tell you on how to have Christ in your heart. Listen to them. Have a nice night, guys.
Amen. Thanks for calling. Okay, well, this is the last call for tonight before McKernan needs 7 minutes. He needs 7 minutes. So, yeah, Clifford, you're in the air.
Yeah, I just want to bring up a verse that relates to, you know, even nook and cranny bits of information. It's Proverbs chapter 11, verse 9.
Boy, you like those Proverbs, don't you?
Yeah, knowledge.
Yep, Proverbs 11, verse 9. Right. I'm kind of familiar with that verse there. You're talking about an hypocrite with his mouth destroyeth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. All right. So what's your question?
Right. I would relate that to a little bit of Hosea, you know, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
Yep. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, he says in Hosea 4:6. Yeah.
But another thing to look out for is Stu Peter's show, today's show, at the end of it, it had a discussion on another way these kids are being preyed upon, which is they're trying to label them as having attention deficit hyperactive disorder when they're like early grammar school. And I don't know what hyperactive means, but they're giving them Adderall, Ritalin. So I reference that as good information. It's the end of the Stu Peters show from tonight.
God bless Stu Peters. He does a great job. He really does.
Right. So that shows you, but it shows you that these serotonin uptake, these antidepressants, they mentioned that all-cause mortality is 33% higher for people that take these drugs, those anti-anxiety, antidepressant drugs. So that's another thing they don't want you to know.
Thanks, Cliff. Cliff, I've got to go because, John, you have now 6 minutes. But thanks for calling. And tell us how we can get to heaven, John.
Well, thank you, Pastor Ernie. All truth is in the Bible, folks. Every bit of it from Genesis 1 all the way to Revelation 22. Prophecy is in there. The first coming of Christ, the second coming of Christ. It's all there. And what we need today, people are desperate today, is hope. As I post on my blog, an enormous amount of people are depressed. Enormous amount, especially females, especially college students in there, they're depressed. They have no hope, no future. It's been stripped out of them. The system that strips patriotism out, love of country, love of God, it's even stripping out whether you're male or female now. So people are suffering without hope. Well, the Bible tells us to look for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the coming of Jesus Christ to take us to heaven with him. And there we'll spend eternity. There is when we go to heaven with him, there is the marriage supper of the Lamb, and then we have eternity in what's called the New Jerusalem. The Bible says that he wants everyone. It's open to everyone, but only whosoever believes in him will make it to heaven. So if we need hope, the hope is in Jesus Christ and only him, in the person of him. There is forgiveness of sin in him. That God loves us, sent Jesus to die on the cross, to pay the penalty for our sin, and that he rose again bodily rose again the third day. That is the gospel in a nutshell. And to apply that to our life, it takes repentance of sin, confessing Jesus as your Lord and Savior, that he died on the cross, shed his blood to pay the penalty for your sin, that he rose again on the third day, and you now have assurance of eternal life, and that's where the hope comes in. You have assurance, hope for eternal life. You have hope now with God as our Abba Father. We have hope to have hearts healed. We have hope for the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And when there's an infilling of the Holy Spirit, joy comes with that. Joy. If we're full of joy, there cannot be depression. There cannot be hopelessness. We cannot be overcome with mourning, sorrow, and grief. The joy of the Lord is our strength. In fact, the Bible says that he gives us the oil of joy for mourning, that covering. We're covered with joy for mourning. So we can live with great joy. We can live with God's love. We can live with God's peace. It's all done by repenting and confessing Christ as our Savior and resting in his work done on the cross to have eternal life. Now, heaven, the people in heaven tell us how they got there. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, it's talking about the multitude there in heaven, and they're singing a new song. And it says, "And thou hast redeemed us by thy blood." Excuse me, "thou was slain," Jesus Christ was slain, "and redeemed us by thy blood out of every tribe, out of every language, out of every nation and every people." Heaven is open to everybody under the sound of my voice. So I'm going to lead in a prayer. And if this prayer matches your heart's desire to live with the blessed hope, looking for Christ's coming, then please pray along with me.
1 minute.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Ernie. God, I now repent of sin and a life without Jesus Christ as my Savior. I turn to him as my Savior and the Word. I believe that you sent Jesus Christ as the only begotten Son of God to die on the cross and shed his blood to pay the penalty for my sin. I believe that I am a sinner and need Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe that he bodily rose from the dead on the third day, and he's returning. And he's just as the Bible prophesied, he's coming for those who believe, which is me. And that's the blessed hope. And I will go to heaven, go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, and live for eternity in the New Jerusalem with Jesus Christ. I thank you, Abba Father. I call you my Abba Father now. I thank you for what you sent, you sent Jesus for me to pay the price. And because of him and only him, I now have assurance of eternal life.
Thanks, John. Thanks, John, for that. But we're out of time.
All right, worked out perfect. So
every night we have to say at this time, we say good night. God bless. And always, always, always keep
fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company. Like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like.
Rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns. What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, RedBalloon.work.